So, we're here. I installed Sims 3 on Andy's Mac, and he's creating a character right now, and we're just talking about Sims and stuff. I was mentioning how there's, like, some kind of Sims 3 marketplace in the game I haven't looked at yet. I don't know, you buy new content or something, and...
But we're not really doing this on the up and up, so,
Yeah, we are.
Oh, yeah.
No, I paid $50 for the copy of this game.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Why are you acting like we're being coy? Like, I actually did. I paid $50 for this game.
I know you did, but did I?
We're not doing it. The disc is in the drive. We're not doing anything illegal.
My understanding of the law is very limited.
Okay. Anyways. You're just talking about, like, whoring out The Sims. I think that's, like, why The Sims always gets, like, a bad name, like... Because, you know, it always has, like, a billion expansion packs. I mean, I think for The Sims 2, there literally was, like, an IKEA pack of, like, do you want, like, shitty Swedish furniture? Buy the IKEA pack.
Oh, do they have a neck beard on? I'm selecting my beard type right now.
Or is IKEA Swiss?
I think... What was the first thing you said?
Swedish?
I feel like it is Swedish.
It's something. Maybe it's Norwegian.
It's something.
It's one of those weird countries.
Prefix SW.
Get a chin strap beard so you can just be, like, properly douchey.
This is the most bizarre beard mustache combination.
I think they call that a Ryan Davis.
This is just literally, it's stubble and then a full mustache.
It's manly.
Yeah, it's really nice. I'll just do this. What's this like?
No, that's like pedophile.
It's like a pube stash right there. They have it all.
So it's like, you know, but you.
I don't have facial hair. So.
How do you want to go with this though? Because you can create like a whole family.
Really?
Yeah. Like usually I don't. Usually I just start out with like one dude.
I think I'm gonna go bachelor.
Exactly. Yeah. Because then you can like you can get things going with the neighbors and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what happened one time? I was playing Sims 3 before, back when I didn't own it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it was way back when it came out, and I got this thing where I had my character who was going out with some chick from the neighborhood, and she was like super rich. And the thing is like once you get the relationship to a certain point, you can ask them to move in.
Mm-hmm.
But like sometimes they will like. Occasionally prompt you to do stuff like that.
Ooh.
And one time I got her, she asked me to move in with her,
yeah.
Which means that I would get her huge mansion and all her money, which is like the whole point of the game. I was just like, I just hit the jackpot, yes! And I hit yes, and so it started doing like a loading thing,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, you know, setting up everything for like my house to be changed and for me to get all this money and stuff, and like the game crashed while it was loading. And I could never get her to ask.
She never asked you
again? She never invited me again.
That's horrible.
It was the worst thing ever.
That's like the scene in ER where Dr. Carter has the ring for Abby, but he keeps it in his pocket. He, like, empties out the entire restaurant for her and then decides not to propose.
Yeah, so... like, that was a total bummer.
For those three ER fans that listen to our podcast, you know.
Come on, you know. Get this rolling. We only got...
Well, I have to be very careful.
Oh, yeah, sorry. He's choosing eyebrows right now.
Well, come on. Then I'm going to have to find my nice...
Speed it up.
My patented button nose, so strap yourself in for that one.
Great.
All right, here we go.
Maybe we can do two. We can do this one, and then once you actually start playing.
All right, fine, we'll do this. This is character. Okay, we got the nose here. Let's see what we got. Alright, see, I have the most...
Skip to the traits, and then you can go back to the facial features after.
What do you mean, the traits? What are the traits?
Like, that one.
Personality?
Personality.
Okay. Alright, that's fine.
Got 30 seconds.
Let's add a trait. Alright, we're adding our first trait. Ambitious, I think so.
Okay. Absent-minded? Yes, definitely. You have to give him absent-minded.
Yeah, that's it. Every sim has unique and different traits. Okay. Alright, and so we're well on our way to making a full character.
Alright.
That's exciting radio.
It is. You didn't actually select the trait, by the way.
I know, we should probably scream now.
All right. Ah!